Students at Immaculate Conception School in East Aurora were brought into the gym for an assembly Tuesday, April 23rd. They were told the purpose of the gathering was to discuss manners. But the real reason was there was a surprise visitor coming, and only 7th grader Manny Butler knew who it would be.
The first time he came here and he got drafted, and then I was, at a practice, and I met him.
Manny's father is a former assistant coach with the Buffalo Bills who worked closely with this arriving guest. A friendship was created.
He's somewhat quiet sometimes, but he's not, unless it's like someone like he really doesn't know as much, but he's like not quiet towards me.
That's good.
Didn't you go to a camp with him? What was that about, the camp?
Training camp?
Mm-hmm. Because he was working with you, right?
Yeah. He was like, because I play football too, so he was working me for the season.
Meanwhile, inside the gym, students were finally told the real reason of their gathering, and they were asked to guess who their special guest might be.
Josh Allen. Who thinks Josh Allen is coming in?
Well, that was close. Right team, but wrong player. The mystery guest was Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, who, as you can hear, was well-received by the students. Father Gerard Skrzynski, pastor at Immaculate Conception Church, was taking it all in.
Well, it was a total surprise, so very happy for the kids, though, and the school.
And after the visit was over, he was impressed by the positivity Hamlin brought into the room.
Role model for their, to achieve their goals, continue their studies, teamwork. So much went on in a short time.
Hamlin spent some of the time during his visit playing trivia games with the children. He told them he would do 20 push-ups if they could name 10 Bills players in 30 seconds.
They got 10!
Hamlin made good on that promise, but he also took time to discuss values, such as teamwork, getting along with teammates, and resolving disagreements. He also paid special tribute to his mother.
Me and my mom's relationship is very unique. My mom had me at a very young age, so me and her kind of grew up together, so she's like my best friend in the world. My mom is always there to comfort me, but also there to, you know, challenge me, guide me. That was a great word, I love that. To guide me and to push me forward. And whatever I tell her that I want to accomplish in life, she holds me accountable to accomplishing that. She doesn't allow me to do things that don't align with what I say that I want to do in life.
Hamlin politely declined to be interviewed for this story. In fairness, this was not an official Buffalo Bills visit. This was a favor to the Butler family, and he explained that he was there specifically to interact with the kids. Hamlin is known, of course, for suffering cardiac arrest during a game in January 2023 and being resuscitated. That was not discussed during the visit. School principal Dr. Mary Pauley says they didn't want that, really. He offered plenty of inspiration with everything else he discussed.
I feel like it came out through the things that he said and the way that he interacted with the kids. So I didn't want this to be about a time he got hurt on the field. I thought it was great to see like how resilient he is, and the way he came bounding in here and giving everybody a slap, it was great. So I think the kids already heard all about the injury. We've all watched it over and over on television. So this, I think, is the way we should greet him.
The way that everyone makes each other better on the team is by doing the right things, by knowing what you're supposed to do.
Hamlin, when talking about playing on the pro football field, spoke of feeling a connection with God. Father Aaron Kolchik, parochial vicar at Immaculate Conception Church, welcomed that talk.
The kids need to know that there's always a good example for them to show their faith. In this time, we think that we have to hide our faith away inside, not let it be shown unless it's asked. We need courageous young men and women. That's what we're trying to do here at Immaculate Conception. Strong leaders, good role models, through the good times and the difficult moments. And it's the relationship with God that DeMar showed with his mom, as he said, and of course what we're trying to show with the parents, the families, and of course our kids. They're the most important gift we have here. So whatever we can do to show that example and to give them good moments of courage, that's what we're going to do.
Following Hamlin's on-field medical episode, Immaculate Conception music teacher Glenn Colton wrote a song, which the students recorded as a get-well prayer for the player. They played it again for Hamlin in the gym, and their special guest even joined in.
God keep you safe in the palm of his hand.
meant there was one final question for Hamlin before he posed for pictures with students and faculty. Principal Pauly mentioned that the school holds a father-daughter dance each year, but was considering a mother-son dance for 2025. Would Hamlin consider bringing his mom to the dance? For Western New York Catholic Audio, I'm Michael Mrosiak.